I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The White House says time is running out for Laurent Gbagbo in Ivory Coast. The U.S. government is calling on Gbagbo to step down as president in order to spare the West African nation more violence. Gbagbo lost a presidential election in November, but has refused to step down in favor of Alassane Ouattara. He was the internationally recognized winner of the vote in November, and today, forces loyal to him marched to the main city of Abidjan and issued their own ultimatum to Gbagbo loyalists.
À tous ceux qui sont encore hésitants.
That's Ouattara himself urging those who support Gbagbo to, in Ouattara's words, come back to legality. Clashes between supporters of the two rivals have left more than 460 people dead in Ivory Coast since November. But in the last 24 hours, opposition forces made big gains. Not only have they marched on Abidjan, but they also took control of Gbagbo's hometown. Some reports say they even slept in Gbagbo's bed there. The BBC's John James is in Bouake, the second largest city in Ivory Coast.
In many ways, it looks like the final stage of the fighting, a major offensive which started on Monday and really has swept through most of the country now. And as you say, you know, the violence has now come to Abidjan, which is the main city, and really sort of the end of the game, really. And definitely looks like a difficult position now for Laurent Gbagbo.
Now, we heard Alassane Ouattara earlier calling on Gbagbo supporters to join Ouattara's forces. Will they heed that call?
Well, it's not the first time he's made that call, and several from the official state army have changed sides to join Alassane Ouattara. And also that's been the case as his forces have moved south. So it seems that Laurent Gbagbo only has a few loyal units now that he can count on.
Equally important, I noticed, it seems to be this message from Ouattara's people that if and when Gbagbo is picked up by troops loyal to Ouattara, they have been instructed not to harm him, to, as they say, preserve his physical integrity. A warning like that could mean that some in Ivory Coast may want Gbagbo's head at this point.
Yes, and those people who are angry with Laurent Gbagbo for his attempt to stay on after losing the election could well want to loot and also to take revenge for whatever people feel like taking revenge for. And so people like Laurent Gbagbo and several members of his entourage are potentially very vulnerable to attacks on their person, as well as looting and the burning of houses. And we've certainly seen the burning of several houses for people loyal to Laurent Gbagbo.
Now, John, you were in the capital, Yamoussoukro, earlier today. The forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara have now taken control there. What was the scene when you were in Yamoussoukro?
Yes, I mean, that's the capital. I came from there about a week ago and came through a lot of pro-government barricades. Now, heading back there, you know, all those government barricades have disappeared, and it's the pro-Ouattara forces that control the road. Extremely quiet. Most shops and big businesses certainly were closed. But people were out on the streets as well. There wasn't really much of a fight for Yamoussoukro. It's a pro-Ouattara town, so people seemed to relax. A lot of people were happy. So I think, you know, we've got the support of the local population in taking the capital.
Now, Ouattara's forces have also taken San Pedro, an important cocoa exporting port city that houses the lucrative cocoa before it's actually sent away for export. Cocoa was crucial to the affluence of Ivory Coast. With Ouattara's forces now in control of San Pedro, are his chances of succeeding in this power struggle greatly advanced?
San Pedro is a key port, as you say. Cocoa is the country's key crop, the world's biggest producer of cocoa beans, the main ingredient in chocolate. So, exceeding San Pedro is important. It's perhaps the last major objective before they arrive in Abidjan, and if this was a conflict that was going to drag on, then it could be used as a sort of supply base. As it is, I think, you know, Abidjan looks like it's close to falling, so it won't be necessary, but yeah, you know, it's important to control those key strategic heights of the economy.
The BBC's John James in Bouake in central Ivory Coast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.